الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We are all aware to some degree or the other of the what's happening in Palestine. Since 1948, when they declared this as a country for Israel, they could choose anywhere else in the world, but they put them in the middle of the Arabs. There were so many other places. And all the time after that, Israel is just expanding and expanding all the time, and expelling all the Arabs from the place, the Palestinians. And all this is open zulm. Somebody, you give him place in your house to come stay, and after that he starts pushing you out, all your family, everyone, and he brings his family in that place. And then he makes it look to the world that these are the rotten ones, and we are the good ones, after this open zulm of them. And what they want to make is the greater Israel. And according to their protocols, which they had in 2000 and in 19, late 90s, 1907 to 2003, at that time they had decided that they will engulf the whole, all the Arab countries, including Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. That is their dream, which will never happen, of course. But all this, they want to take this whole place, and they want to be living there. Presently, they are getting rid of the Palestine genocide, open genocide, openly killing them. Innocent children, women, who are in their tents, they are bombing them, who haven't got any weapons whatsoever, not even a spoon or a fork. Nothing they have got, and they are bombing them. And what they want to make there is a resort for fun at this place where Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali was born, this place, the Gaza Strip, which is filled with great historical barakat and events. They want to make that a resort for all their harm, for all their filth and dirt, like Saudia. There it has been, Salman made the Neom city, and about to for completion now. So this is the whole object, to take the world into complete darkness and take them away from Deen, take them away from Allah Ta'ala. The Saudi regime is nonetheless also. In fact, they say that we are not ruling and we are not here, na'uzubillah, because of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say we fought for the place and we became the rulers and we will rule, and na'uzubillah, the ambassador of Saudi in UK, London, he said, we got nothing to do with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the direction. If Qiyamah is near, it appears that they are going to be successful in their planning, because Qiyamah has to come. If Qiyamah is far, they will never be successful. Allah will repel them. But if Qiyamah is near, they all will gather here in the kraal, where Imam Mahdi will come. And then he will slaughter them all one way, where even, and they themselves are planting the gharqad tree. That tree will say, there's a Jew hiding behind me. The rocks will say, there's a Jew hiding behind me. And each one of them will be killed. So if that time is near now, then they have to come into the kraal. From around the world, all will gather there. But if Qiyamah is still far, they won't succeed in their sinister motives which they have. Anyway, that is their evil, what they are doing. From our side, what should we be doing? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, the Ummat is like one body. In as far as their love for one another, affection is concerned, as far as their concern for one another, they are like one body. If one part of the body feels any pain, the whole body takes the effect of it. So we should see all what is happening, how much is it affecting me? Am I making dua? Ask ourselves individually, even once a day, even by mistake, am I making dua for them? If not, it's a very, very, very poor reflection. It should be at the forefront of our mind. And when we're going in ruku, a dua should come out in our heart. When we go in the toilet, a dua should come out in our heart. When we're lying down to bed, that how they are being massacred, how they are being killed. If we read the stories, it's unbelievable that there can be humans who can be doing this to fellow humans. No matter what hatred you might have or whatever, but there is no ground for any hatred. They are the ones who are the zalims. They have come and they have occupied the land, and they are expanding the land all the time. And that is their purpose now also. And the other is to build the temple of Solomon, where Baytul Muqaddas is. They believe that it was the temple of Sulaiman al-Islam, and they want to build that. Whereas all the excavations they did, they found no proof of it whatsoever, that it was built there. But they just want to build it there. So it is and very sad, and we don't have to be so worried about that. About 50 Muslim countries, not one country supporting them. And you can't expect it from them. Even me, myself, am I supporting them? With my dua, I'm not even doing that. So our amal and the condition of our amal, according to that, Allah deals with us. Must make dua that Allah saves us from aping, from following the ways of the West, tashabbu bil kuffar, which unfortunately is spread in the whole world. The Muslims in the world, we are living our lives like the kuffar. We just add those who are supposed to be pious, we just add little deen to that. But basically we are living, we are thinking, our lifestyle is like the kuffar. We are, whereas it should be 100% Islamic, Muslim way. So that is how we should be. But unfortunately, we are following their lifestyle. So Allah forgive us, the whole ummah, all our sins, just the shabbuh bil kuffar, and keeping so close friendship with them. You find that all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries, there are so many, but they are not helping the Palestinians in the least, but not even just so much that they will call back the ambassador from there. In fact, opposite to that, they are having iftari parties there in Tel Aviv. With the Jews, they are having iftari parties while they are killing the Muslim people. This cannot be accepted, tolerated in the least, but and we ourselves also, how much are we thinking? How much are we making dua? And more than that, we should boycott all their things. All this, how many of us, good people, pious people, we got this K-Way, this logo on our clothing. And this K-Way, if you go on the internet and see it there, it's an international company, but their company and branch in Cape Town. One of the wars against the Palestinians, the Cape Town branch sponsored the whole war. So we are sponsoring the people to kill our own people. When we can't stay without our Coke and our Pepsi, these are all Jewish firms, and we can't stay without it. Every drop of Coke we are drinking, we are spilling the blood of the Palestinians. We are aiding them in order for them to spend all that money in killing the Palestinians. So we are enjoying releasing our Coke, releasing our Pepsi, and many other things, all their companies. And there is more than enough, Allah says, with regard to the Sahaba. There were those weak Sahaba who feared that if we don't support the Meccans of Mecca, the Kuffar, then our life will become difficult. They will boycott us, etc. Allah says, I am there, I'll open your way for you. You put your trust on me. So Allah is there. And today, as it stands, we are not in need of all these things. There are more than enough products. And all the filth and dirt, like Coke, besides religious point of view, besides the political point of view, from a health point of view also, it is only destruction. It is poison through and through. And we are so happy to be drinking this poison. It's harming our bodies terribly, very badly. And then from a religious point of view, what and what they are putting in there. How many times, and the call comes out, that they are putting how many haram things in there. And then it is just swept under the carpet. Some Darul Ifta gives a fatwa that we checked up, and no, there isn't anything like that. Whereas it's 100% proven. They themselves admit of what and what they put in there. So we will be conscious that all other clothing, etc., all their resorts, most of the resorts are owned by the Jewish people, and we support them. So we are supporting them. We are part of that army that is killing the Palestinians. So where are we going to make dua for the Palestinians? When we are actively engaged in killing them, in letting their blood flow, small little children, women, defenseless people, in tents, in refugee camps, in all this kind of places, the hospitals are being bombed. There have to be two operations without anesthetic. Can you imagine how painful it must be? But they have to do it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and Allah reward the brothers, Maulana Muhammad and others who have this concern, and whoever will take part in this, let us all become part, that we become conscious, and practically we do something to make the ummah conscious, and then we realize what we have to be doing. Otherwise, if we see the picture of the ummah, the whole world, the ummah is just doing nothing. How many non-Muslims, we don't agree with their ways, but they are marching, etc. On the university campuses, they are going against and they are passing resolution. But by and large, the Muslims are just like doing nothing. We are just accepting it. May Allah Ta'ala make us conscious. So, inshallah, these initiatives which are going to be presented now, let us try and become part and parcel and see. First of all, we must give up all haram. Because of our wrongdoing, Allah's punishment comes. And whether it comes on us or on another part of the ummah, it's from Allah Ta'ala. And because of our wrongdoing, and two major causes why Allah's azab comes on the Muslims in this world. One is tashabbuh bil kuffar. When we live like the kuffar, our dressing is like them, our lifestyle is like them, our thinking is like them, our education system is their system, everything is theirs. And the other is mawalat, close friendship with the non-believers. Wherever Muslims kept close friendship with the non-believers, many places in India with the Hindus, our Muslim people, whether it's at the schools or whether at the workplaces, universities, we keep in close friendship with them. So, and Allah doesn't like that. To keep friendship with the enemies of Allah, so somebody who is your enemy, and somebody who claims to be your friend, but he keeps friendship with your enemy, you feel offended. This is my enemy, and you keeping friends with him. That the Muslims are doing generally in the world, aping them, living our lives like them, and keeping this close friendship. Because of those two major reasons, Allah's azab comes in this world also. So Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah from all our sins. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, help the person who makes zulam, and the one on whom the mazloom also, on whom zulam is made. So the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, with regard to the mazloom, we can understand. Somebody is making zulam on somebody, help him. But how much we help the zalim, the one who is making the zulam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold his hand. Don't let him make his zulam. That way you are helping him. And whatever the zulam they are doing, and what terrible the consequences they will have to pay, whether in this world or the year after, or both year and the year after, but they will have to pay. And our concern for every person, how to stop that person from his zulam, from the wrong that he is doing. So inshallah, the program will carry on for a little while more, just some little how we can go about, and let us all open our hearts and give our time, little bit time, that how we can also take part. And all of us, we correct our lives, and also that we boycott their products, boycott their lifestyle. Today their whole lifestyle, we have embraced it. It is close to our heart. We love their lifestyle. How they live, how they go for the sports, their fishing, their hunting, whatever else, how they do things, we also want to be. one step ahead of them. So let us follow our way. So Allah give us tawfiq. So boycott all the lifestyle, boycott all the things also, and stand up for deen and stand up for Islam. At least so much we can do. So at this critical juncture, let us see what we can offer and what we can do. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and elders and fellow community members, specifically of Azadville. Today I come to you with a heartfelt plea. As we have just heard, every single Muslim and many non-Muslims also are well aware of what is happening in Palestine, in the blessed lands of Sham, etc. Specifically in Gaza for the past 18 months. The people of Palestine have been living under this genocidal regime and their countless forms of abuses for over 70 years. But over the past 18 months, this has intensified. This is currently the second Ramadan which they are spending under this brutal bombardment. For the past 3 weeks, there has been no aid, no supplies, food, etc., which has entered Gaza. Over the past few days, airstrikes have intensified. Just 2 days ago, I read a personal account of one youngster from Gaza who writes that an airstrike took place nearby and he rushed to help. He saw a child gathering something and the child was screaming. Upon reaching closer, he realized this child was gathering body parts and flesh. And what was his scream? That this is my mother. Imagine if this is the condition of one of us, one of our family members. But the point today is not to speak about the different stories. As if we have to start with that, we will sit with days on end of what is happening. The point of today's heartfelt plea is a call to specifically the residents of Azadville and to the Ummah at large also, to do something. And we have come with a three-step plan, three-step initiative that inshallah, if we all try and follow it to the best of our ability and take these initiatives as our responsibility and spread it, specifically in Azadville, to try and reach every single household and community member and thereafter to the Ummah at large. So we will present a grassroots level initiative which we can all get involved in with an Islamic framework. Thus, the success of this campaign obviously, indallah, lies on our intention and our efforts. But outwardly, on whether the residents of Azadville are ready to take this on as our own responsibility. The first and most important from these three steps is how each and every single one of us can make an effort on leaving out all our sins and bringing amal, righteous deeds into our lives. This is the most important step in order to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot be involved in sins and expect the assistance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. Therefore, every single one of us who gets involved or is hearing this and cares in any way for ourselves and the entire Ummah, we should make a firm commitment and sincerely repent from any sin in our lives, be it major or minor sin, and make a commitment never to return to this sin ever again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever holds fast onto istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him from every tight situation, grant him relief from every grief, and provide for him from where he cannot imagine. This is a proven way which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained to us on how to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we should ensure that we are fulfilling all our fara'id and necessary aspects of Islam. In addition to that, the Quran and Ahadith have instructed us with many different actions through which we can draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important aspect is to perform our salah with jama'ah in the masjid. We can understand the importance of performing salah with jama'ah in the masjid from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he has said that by the one in whose hand is my life, I have thought of ordering firewood to be collected and then for the adhan of the salah to be given. I shall then order a person to lead the congregation, and thereafter I will proceed to the houses of men who do not come to perform the salah in congregation and burn the houses. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is from amongst the most merciful of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking. If he is ready to do this, then this highlights the importance of performing our salah in the masjid, and for women to perform their salah at home on the prescribed time. Another action that we can put our attention towards is doing good deeds in secret. We all know the famous story of the three people who went into a cave and a boulder covered the entrance of the cave. Using a certain action in their life which they had done solely and secretly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the way for them. Giving daily sadaqah and charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, sadaqah extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repels a bad death. Making constant dua for the people, for the ummah and the people of Gaza specifically. These are just a few actions which may serve as a guide and a starting point. And as a Muslim, we should strive all the time to be introducing actions that we don't have into our in our life with the hope of gaining reward and drawing the mercy and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with righteous deeds, leaving out sins and making dua, etc., Islam also encourages us to do anything which is within our capability to help the oppressed. Everyone has different abilities and different skills. Each person can use his skills and abilities in whichever way he can to help and support the people of Gaza. Below we will present step 2 and step 3 of this 3-step plan, 2 easy things that each and every single Muslim is able to do. The second step is boycotting the ways and the products of the oppressors. How can anyone still have love for or follow the ways of these oppressors after seeing what the Zionists, with the full backing of the West, have done to our brothers of sisters and sisters? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that whoever imitates a nation, then he is from among them. How can anyone still purchase products or support companies who proudly support and even at times fund the genocidal Israeli army? The best solution in order to boycott the ways and products of the oppressors is to bring our life onto complete sunnah, as this will automatically cause us to boycott and leave out all, if not most, of their products. If we just have to give this a little bit of thought, that if a certain person has murdered our mother, and for some reason justice has not been served yet, maybe the person is waiting in trial, etc., we will never go and purchase goods from the business of the father of the murderer, knowing that the father of the murderer is supporting the murderer's case and funding the murderer's case. However, as a person, not every single person is able to completely change within a few moments. So as a person, for those that are already doing it, well and good, the more the merrier. But for those that aren't doing it, as a person is slowly building himself up to reach this level, to completely leave all of their products, etc., he should, as a bare minimum, ensure he follows some sort of strategy which will aid him in reaching that stage, inshallah. There has to be a starting point for those that aren't already boycotting the ways and the product of the oppressors. Based on this, which is part of the second step. We call on all the residents of Azadville and the Ummah at large also to boycott as a bare minimum all the products of Clover, Coca-Cola and PepsiCo. These are companies who have shown their support and have some sort of role to play within the Israeli army, within the Israeli state or army. We will always have that one person who says, for example, on Eid day, after my biryani, I have to have my Coke. Or that one auntie who wants a specific Clover fresh cream because of the quality. This is where our role comes into play. We bring this into our lives, and when we see it happening, we kindly advise those around us when we hear statements like this, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us that when propagating and advising other people, we use that method and kindly advise them that the lives and blood of our mothers and sisters and brothers in Palestine is not more important than your quality or your taste buds. This three-step plan is just a starting point. And inshallah, over the course of the next few weeks within the Azadville community, we do plan to publish more material and resources in order to aid people to better understand the significance of boycotting, etc., from an Islamic perspective. In the same way, these three products is just a starting point. There are many other lists and ways and resources a person can use to see which other companies are complicit. And the more, as we mentioned, the more the merrier. If a person is already doing this, he should try and add on to this list. And inshallah, as I mentioned, this is the starting point and we will be inshallah adding to this list. But this all depends on us as the community of Azadville and the Ummah at large, if we will take this on as our responsibility, constantly speaking about this and advising each other to bring this into our lives. Specifically, a targeted boycott goes a long way in putting pressure on these companies. So we hope to achieve that through this with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also encourage spending our money at Muslim businesses and encourage Muslim entrepreneurs to initiate Muslim-owned alternatives to the products that are frequently purchased by Muslims. Thereafter, going on to the third step of the three-step plan is raising awareness. The first step in raising awareness is to educate ourselves regarding the plight of the Ummah and the hypocrisy of the Western imperialist capitalist system, which through this war on Gaza has been totally exposed. Thereafter, to actively spread this awareness and constantly show the justice of Islam and find ways to promote and uplift Islam and the Muslims. And this is very easy, even to a way to give da'wah to the non-Muslims, showing the justice of Islam. And this raising of awareness should not just stop at that, but it must also translate into us changing our lives when we learn about the realities and trying our best to convince others to change their lives, bringing our lives onto complete sunnah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point, there is an important point to mention. The true change can only come through the will and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about raising awareness, we do not in any way encourage any person to join any sort of action in which there is a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The free mixing of men and women, music, etc., whatever it may be, we cannot expect to draw the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever initiative we want to take. If we are doing, we are including in it the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point to jog our conscience with regards to this, which Maulana has mentioned also, is many activists, even non-Muslims, are going to jail, losing their jobs, giving up on their careers, and getting attacked in other countries for standing up for the people of Gaza. And we are on haq, inshallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. We have hope on this. So it is much more important for us to stand up for the sake of our Muslim brothers and sisters. There may be many people who feel despondent and fall into the category of saying, I'm just one person, what can I do? However, each one of us has something special that we can contribute. And if we communicate and work together, then as the community of Azadville and as the Muslim Ummah, we can do a lot, inshallah. And I repeat, one of the most important things going back from here is to take this three-step campaign and three-step plan as our mission. Each and every single resident of Azadvel takes it up as his responsibility. There are obviously many people of Azadvel who this message has not reached yet. We take it as our responsibility to go to those people and convey this message to them. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this a success so we can thereafter spread this concern, not only within Azadvel, but if we can get to some sort of form and model of Azadvel, then we can spread this in other places also. So the method of doing this would be, the idea is if we can get a volunteer on every street of Azadvel. This person who takes the responsibility per street can either gather another two or three people from his street, gives him all the reasons why this thing needs to be done, gives them all the reasons, and thereafter go house to house and deliver this message. For this, we have prepared a paper, an A4 paper, a pamphlet, which anyone who is interested in taking up this responsibility can meet us at the back of the masjid after the dua, and we will provide them with this paper, and they can use this to go house to house, deliver the paper and the message. The objective is not only to deliver the paper, rather to firstly give the message personally. Personally and verbally is the most effective way. Thereafter, for example, if we go to a certain house and there aren't any men folk, then we can leave the paper with the women folk. Or we aren't able to get hold of someone, we try our best to make a personal connection. Even if it means he's your neighbor, he comes back late from work, you weren't able to meet him, leave him a WhatsApp message. This is more personal than just dropping off the paper. However, we will also try and leave the paper at every single person's house, inshallah. As Muslims, we are against injustice wherever it may be, be it in Sudan or Kashmir or Syria. Today we are highlighting the plight of Palestine and the people of Gaza, but we have to keep the entire Ummah in our mind. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Muslims of Syria victory recently, but there is still a lot of work to do with regards to Syria. Alhamdulillah, the community of Azadvel always comes out very generously when it comes to assisting with funds. But let us try and get involved in things more than that. There is not a place to stop at. That is very important, but let us get involved in these initiatives also and take this as our responsibility and our mission. What is currently happening in the blessed lands of Syria, Sham, is very significant and part of the great plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our duty and responsibility to keep up to date of what is happening there, making dua and assisting in whichever way possible. The question is, do we want to take part in the significant events that are taking place? And today we have an opportunity. This initiative that we are undertaking is part of the great change that we want to, inshallah, assist and be part of. Are we, inshallah, ready? This is a question we need to ask ourselves. Anyone who has any other capabilities and skills in any other way should also be utilizing it. This campaign or initiative is not the end point. This is just the starting point. Any person, many people have many different capabilities. They are encouraged to use their capabilities, network and coordinate with other people, and coming together we can do a lot, inshallah. We also hope that this serves as a starting point for people to start talking and discussing as to what else can be done to help our Muslim brothers and sisters. Ultimately, we all know what needs to be done. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts, our minds, and our ways towards that which He loves, and accepts us and grants us tawfiq to do that which He loves. Jazakumullah khair. After the dua, inshallah, we will be meeting at the back for whoever who is ready to volunteer to try and take the responsibility of a street, be it a street, a portion of a street, or even just a few houses. We will note down and provide the material that can be used. So, inshallah, please let us try and give our time and our efforts towards this cause. Jazakumullah khair.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نسألك لأننا نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد منا ولك الشكر فضلا. اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت أرحم الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا غفرته ورحمته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا جاهلا إلا علمته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of Palestine. Oh Allah, protect the Muslims of Palestine. Oh Allah, protect and safeguard Iman and Islam and the Muslims. Oh Allah, in Sudan and Somalia. Oh Allah, in Syria and Turkey. Oh Allah, in Afghanistan. Oh Allah, the Arakan Muslims. Oh Allah, the Uyghur Muslims in China. Oh Allah, help all the Rohingya Muslims, all the Muslims of the world. Oh Allah, let us all make tawbah of our wrongdoings, Oh Allah. Let us correct our matters with you, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us all our shortcomings. Oh Allah, save us, Oh Allah. Help the Muslims in Palestine, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, give hidayat to the Jews, Oh Allah. And if there is no hidayat written for them, destroy them and make it an example for the living world to see that how your azab comes, O Allah. O Allah, help us and guide us, O Allah. Remove all these heartaches and all these difficulties the Muslims are going through. O Allah, guide us, save us, O Allah. O Allah, let us realize Akhirat is our object and we have to prepare for Akhirat, O Allah. Give us afiat and salamati in dunya, O Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله, give us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, build our iman and our yaqeen, oh Allah. Build our a'mal and our intentions, oh Allah. Guide us towards every good. Save us from every evil, oh Allah. Oh Allah, throughout the world, forever and ever protect the Muslims, O Allah. Guide us towards Quran and Hadith, O Allah. Guide us towards your obedience and observing your commandments, O Allah. O Allah, help the Muslims of Palestine. O Allah, this genocide which is carrying on. O Allah, the bombings which are carrying on. Save them, O Allah. Give them the upper hand over the enemy, O Allah. And let them defeat the enemy, O Allah. O Allah, crown all their efforts with great success, O Allah. It is the blessed month of Ramadan, O Allah. And in Ramadan they are not sparing them. While they are having the iftari and the sehri, while they are making their taraweh, they are not sparing them, they are bombing them and destroying them. O Allah, help us, save us, O Allah. O Allah, you are the only one who is our protector. You know all our needs, you know everything of ours. Save us and protect us, O Allah. Save the Muslims in the world, O Allah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin wa anta khayrul ghafirin wa anta arhamur rahimin. O Allah, guide us to righteousness. Save us from all evil, O Allah. Let us live pure Islamic lives, O Allah, away from the way of the cultures of the West and the enemies of Islam, O Allah. O Allah, let us follow in all matters the Mubarak ways of our beloved Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive all our marhumeen, O Allah. O Allah, all who are in the Qubur, grant them peace and afiyat, O Allah. The Muslims in the world, whoever has got illness, remove it, O Allah. Whoever has got financial problems, remove them. Whoever has got domestic problems, arguments and fights and quarrels, remove it, O Allah. Let there be peace in the world, peace everywhere, O Allah. Let us appreciate this great month of Ramadan, O Allah. Let us accept it from us, O Allah. Forgive us all our shortcomings, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill it and live in it such a way that when Ramadan leaves us, Ramadan is pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us all our shortcomings. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.